this is Jerry Clark, and I want to welcome all of you to Murphy's Committee, The Interferers of Magic. I am so excited about the material we're going to discuss on this tape. It is absolutely some of my favorite information to share with people who still have that twinkle in their eye. People like you who still have dreams and who sincerely want to turn their dreams into reality. Why do I say those who still have dreams, you may ask? Well, I'll be willing to bet $1 million that you, and yes, I do mean you, have already been pursuing your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations, and that most of you are still coming up empty-handed. I truly respect each and every last one of you listening to this tape program because you have not given up. You see, we all grow up as children with dreams of being somebody, with dreams of being great. But most of us, slowly but surely, get our dreams beaten out of us through the hardships and the daily challenges of life. And the easiest thing to do when you get slapped across the face a few times by life is to give up. And unfortunately, that's what most people do. But then there are a few driven individuals. Individuals like you who want to know, what is that outside force that tends to slap people across the face when they're pursuing their dreams and their goals and their aspirations? And what can you do to beat this strange force at their own game? Well, I'm here to tell you that the name of this strange force who wants to stop you from accomplishing your goals and your dreams is called Murphy's Committee. Murphy's Committee has a group of 5 members who have set up an operation in the universe that will test a person's level of commitment to the dreams, goals, and aspirations in which they're pursuing. I call them the Interferers of Magic. Briefly, let me give you a background on how this concept came to me. When I was 18 years old, I had developed a goal to be a millionaire by the age of 25 because at that age, I thought success was strictly a monetary accomplishment. Therefore, anything that anyone did that didn't involve making money, I thought was an absolute waste of time. Everything I did had something to do with making money. If I wasn't actually working to make money, I was studying something that I thought could make me money. I couldn't understand how people could read a book just for the enjoyment or the pleasure of it. I couldn't see how they could just sit back and watch TV for hours unless it has something to do with how they can better their financial situation. I couldn't see how people could work hard all week just to have the ability to go to parties and nightclubs on the weekend so they could spend all of their money on drinking and drugs and so forth. I mean, people would actually do things to themselves over the weekend that by the time Monday arrived, they had forgotten what they did. It was the most meaningless and ridiculous behavior I had ever heard or seen in my entire life. The bottom line is that I stayed focused on money-making endeavors, and by the time I had reached the age of 19, I was rolling in the money. I was barely out of puberty, but I was making more money than most lawyers and doctors made. I was well on my way to becoming a bona fide self-made millionaire, so I had to play the part. I started buying Italian suits, Rolex watches, and silk underwear. The money was coming in faster than I could figure out what to do with them, and so I started buying fancy cars. I mean, one of the cars I bought was a candy apple red Mercedes-Benz SL with chrome rims. I mean, man, this thing was incredible. People everywhere thought I was a drug dealer. Even the ones that knew that I would never deal or use drugs thought I had to be one because they couldn't figure out where all this money was coming from. Even the police department where I lived did a big background investigation on me. They actually called a Mercedes-Benz dealership and asked how I purchased the car. They had cops trying to be friends with me so they can figure out what I was up to. They seriously thought I was doing something illegal. They thought that the legitimate businesses that I had were only cover-ups for some illegal operation I was up to. It was absolutely amazing all the theories that people had with what I was doing. They actually spent mental energy trying to figure it out when all they had to do was kindly ask me and I would have gladly showed anyone. Well, the fact of the matter is they didn't ask and I didn't care. I just went about my own business of making money. I remember people telling me that I should stop and smell the roses, but I couldn't figure out how smelling roses could make me a millionaire by 25. I didn't even develop serious and committed relationships with my girlfriends because I thought that they would only slow me down. I was on track to making it big in America and I was loving every bit of it. By the time I reached 21, I had worked so hard and had made so much money that I thought I had arrived. By this time, I also started feeling very tired and worn out. I literally slept approximately 14 to 16 hours per week. Yes, that's 2 to 3 hours per night, and I did this for nearly 4 years. The toll on my body had finally caught up with me. I had completely burnt out. I was physically exhausted. I quit working all of my income-generating businesses and started spending the small fortune I had accumulated. I started hanging out in Beverly Hills and living like the rich and famous. I stayed at expensive hotels and dined at fancy restaurants. Before I knew it, I had spent tens of thousands of dollars and maxed out all of my credit cards. I remember looking at my savings account and seeing only $8,000 left. I was used to spending that in a month. This is when I realized that I was broke and that I was too tired to do anything about it. I remember thinking my life is over because I believed that once you have zero cash, once you had nothing at all left, that's it, you're gone. Well, to my amazing discovery, when I had finally reached zero cash, I realized I was still breathing. I was still alive. I found out that you can actually go past zero, that you can actually have less than nothing and still be alive. I had another revelation while I was down and out. I kept thinking that there had to be a way for me to get back on my feet, that just had to be a way. And you know what? You ask and you shall what? Receive, exactly. Well, I asked, and about 75 days later, I received the answer. I went outside one morning and I discovered my cars were gone. You see, the lesson I learned was that missing two car payments would get you back on your feet because now I had to get good at walking. My bills were piling up. Creditors were calling daily. Some were even knocking on my door. I eventually had to move back home with my mom. I got terribly out of shape and I didn't shave for months. I stayed in a low down and depressed state for about 8 months. I couldn't believe what had happened. The excellent credit in which I had deliberately developed was destroyed. All of the fancy cars, expensive jewelry, Italian suits, and portable phones, the $3,000 to $5,000 in cash that I always carried, foolishly by the way, in my glove compartment was all gone. The house I was to buy at 22 was now just a memory. What had happened? I thought, why did this happen to me? I was a 100% legitimate young man doing my best to make it in America. I went to college for 4 years like I was told to. I got good grades. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do drugs. I didn't even drink coffee. All I wanted to do was show people that it's possible to achieve their dreams if they only followed the recipe of going to school, getting good grades, working hard at a job or jobs, and being committed to their work. How could this have happened? I stayed in this condition for 8 months trying to figure it out, and I had to come up with some sort of explanation just to keep my sanity.